W. O. Schumann, professor doctor at the Technical University Munich Trebis Lincoln, occultist and traveler to the Himalayas, Countess Westrap and many others. Later the Thule Gesellschaft split in two. The Esoterics, Greek, Esoteros equals the inner, among which counted Rudolf Steiner, and the Exoterics, Greek, Exoteros equals the outer, who later were led by Hitler. The Thule Gesellschaft is its inner core was peaceful in nature, besides knowing about the Illuminati and El Shaddai. It was Hitler who became more radical. When Hitler had taken over the Stab, he prohibited the Thule and the Viril Gesellschaften after they had helped him to his position. Towards the end of the war he contacted them again, especially the Viril Gesellschaft, because of their advanced technology and their special contacts. A short history of Thule. Ultima Thule apparently was the capital city of the first continent peopled by Aryans. This was called Hyperia and was older than Lemuria and Atlantis, continents with advanced cultures since submerged. The Scandinavians have a tale of Ultima Thule, the wonderful land in the high north, where the sun never sets and the ancestors of the Aryan race dwell. Hyperia was up in the North Sea and sank during an ice age. It is assumed that the Hyperians came from the solar system Aldebaran, which is the main star in the constellation Taurus, and that they were about 4 meters tall, white, blonde and blue-eyed. They knew no war and we vegetarians, so was Hitler. According to alleged Thule texts they were technically very advanced and flew the real flying machines that today we call UFOs. These flying discs were capable of levitation, extreme speeds and the maneuvers known from today's UFOs due to two counter-rotating magnetic fields, and they used the so-called viril power as energy potential or fuel. Viril equals ether, odd, prana, guy, cosmic force, organ. But also from the academic viril equals as the highest deity equals godlike, that is, they take, 99, the energy from the Earth's magnetic field, free energy, like the tachyon converter of Captain Hans Kohler. When Hyperia began to sink the Hyperians are said to have burrowed with huge machines gigantic tunnels into the Earth's crust and settled under the Himalayan region. The subterranean realm is called Agartha and its capital Shamba. The Persians call this land Ariana, the land of origin of the Aryans. Here we should mention that Karl Haushofer claimed that Thule was actually called Atlantis and, contrary to all other researchers of Tibet and India, he said that the surviving Thule Atlanteans were separated into two groups, a good one and an evil one. Those who called themselves after their oracle Agartha were the good and settled in the Himalayan region, the evil ones were the Shamba who wanted to subjugate humanity and they went west. He maintained that the fight between the people of Agartha and Shamba had been going on for thousands of years and that in the Third Reich the Thule Gesellschaft as Agartha's representative continued it against the representatives of Shamba, the Freemasons and the Zionists. This perhaps was his mission. The head of this subterranean region he said was Rignaiapo, the king of the world, with his representative upon the earth's surface, the Dalai Lama. Haushofer was convinced that the land below the Himalayas was the birthplace of the Aryan race, which he claimed to have confirmed during his Tibet and India travels. The symbol of Thule was the swastika counterclockwise. Tibetan lamas and the Dalai Lama personally testified that people from Agartha were still living today. The subterranean land that is anchored in almost all Eastern traditions has spread over the millennia under all of the Earth's surface with huge centers under the Sahara Desert, the Mato Grosso and the Santa Catarina Mountains in Brazil, Yucatan in Mexico, Mount Shasta in California, England, Egypt, Czechoslovakia. It seems that Hitler especially sought to discover the entrances to the subterranean world Agartha and to get in contact with the descendants of the Aryan god people from Aldebaran Hyperia. In the myths and traditions of the subterranean world it is often said that the world's surface was yet to suffer a terrible world war, Third World War, which would though be ended by earthquakes, other natural disasters and a switching of the poles and the deaths therefrom of two-thirds of humanity. After this last war, the several races of the inner Earth would reunite with the survivors on the surface, and that the thousand-year golden age, Age of Aquarius, would be rung in. Hitler wanted to build an outer Agartha or Ariana with the Aryan master race, and Germany should be its home. During the existence of the Third Reich, two large expeditions were sent by the SS to the Himalayas to find those entrances. Further expeditions searched in the Andes, the Mato Grosso Mountains in the north and the Santa Catarina Mountains in the south of Brazil, in Czechoslovakia and parts of England. Some authors claim that the Thule people believed that, quite independently of the subterranean tunnel and city system, the earth was hollow, with two great openings at the poles. Natural laws were quoted, as above, so below. Since blood, body or egg cells, a comet or an atom all have a nucleus and a hollow space surrounding it that is enclosed by a corona radiata, an envelope, and the actual life is taking place in the core, one has deduced that the Earth was built after the same principles. Druses confirmed this, as they were hollow and the life, the mineral and crystals, were in the interior. Therefore the Earth also had to be hollow, apparently agreeing with the views of the Tibetan Lamas, including the Dalai Lama, and had a nucleus, the central sun, also called the Schwarz Sun, the Black Sun, that gave the interior an even climate in permanent sunlight, corresponding in the microcosm to the central sun of the galaxy in the macrocosm. They maintained that the actual life in our planet takes place in the interior, the master race lives inside and the mutants on the surface, and that this was also the reason why we Captain Hans Kohler. When Hyperborea began to sink, the Hyperboreans are said to have burrowed with huge machines gigantic tunnels into the Earth's crust and settled under the Himalayan region. The subterranean realm is called Agartha and its capital Shamba. The Persians call this land Ariana, the land of origin of the Aryans. Here we should mention that Karl Haushofer claimed that Thule was actually called Atlantis and, contrary to all other researchers of Tibet and India, he said that the surviving Thule Atlanteans were separated into two groups, a good one and an evil one. Those who called themselves after their oracle Agartha were the good and settled in the Himalayan region, the evil ones were the Shamba who wanted to subjugate humanity and they went west. He maintained that the fight between the people of Agartha and Shamba had been going on for thousands of years and that in the Third Reich the Thule Gesellschaft as Agartha's representative continued it against the representatives of Shamba, the Freemasons and the Zionists. This perhaps was his mission. The head of this subterranean region, he said, was Rignayapu, the king of the world, with his representative upon the earth's surface, the Dalai Lama. Haushofer was convinced that the land below the Himalayas was the birthplace of the Aryan race, which he claimed to have confirmed during his Tibet and India travels. The symbol of Thule was the swastika counterclockwise. Tibetan Lamas and the Dalai Lama personally testified that people from Agartha were still living today. The subterranean land that is anchored in almost all Eastern traditions has spread over the millennia under all of the Earth's surface, with huge centers under the Sahara Desert, the Mato Grosso in the Santa Catarina Mountains in Brazil, Yucatan in Mexico, Mount Shasta in California, England, Egypt, Czechoslovakia. It seems that Hitler especially sought to discover the entrances to the subterranean world Agartha and to get in. Some authors claim that the Thule people believed that, quite independently of the subterranean tunnel and city system, the earth was hollow, with two great openings at the poles. Natural laws were quoted, as above, so below. Since blood, body or egg cells, a comet or an atom all have a nucleus and a hollow space surrounding it that is enclosed by a corona radiata, an envelope, and the actual life is taking place in the core, one has deduced that the Earth was built after the same principles. Druses confirmed this, as they were hollow and the life, the mineral and crystals, were in the interior. Therefore the Earth also had to be hollow, apparently agreeing with the views of the Tibetan Lamas, including the Dalai Lama, and had a nucleus, the central sun, also called the Schwarz Sun, the Black Sun, that gave the interior an even climate in permanent sunlight, corresponding in the microcosm to the central sun of the galaxy in the macrocosm. They maintain that the actual life in our planet takes place in the interior, the master race lives inside and the mutants on the surface, and that this was also the reason why we, 100, wouldn't find any life upon other planets of our solar system, because their inhabitants live inside. The main entrances are at the north and south poles through which the central sun is shining and producing the aurora borealis. In the interior the land mass was exceeding the water mass. The polar explorer Olaf Janssen and others said that the water in the interior was fresh, which could explain why the ice of the Arctic and Antarctic is made of fresh water, not salt water. It is interesting to note that this view of the makeup of the world is shared and supported by the polar explorers Cook, Peary, Amundsen, Nansen, and Kanand, last but not least, Admiral E. Byrd. All had the same, strange experiences contradicting existing scientific theory. All confirmed that after 76 degreed latitude the winds became warmer, that birds flew north, that they found colored and gray snow which when thawed left colored pollen or volcanic ash. The question arises, where do flower pollen or volcanic ash near the North Pole come from, as not a single volcano is marked on any of the accessible maps. Further, some of the explorers found themselves in freshwater seas, and all say that at a time during their travels they had seen two suns. Mammoths were found whose flesh was still fresh and whose stomach contained fresh grass. If you are further interested in the Hollow Earth and the experience of the different explorers, some titles are listed under further reading at the back of this book. The Hollow Earth theory has so far remained just a theory to the public, although some authors and explorers claim to have visited the and even, like Admiral E. Byrd, had taken numerous pictures. It cannot be denied that all the Arctic explorers had had extraordinary experiences that so far cannot be explained, which points to something strange happening there. But the theory that the Earth had a molten core has equally remained just a theory. The fact remains though that the subterranean man-made tunnel and cave systems do exist. They can be found in almost any country of the world and by the largely still existing light source, a greenish glow that gets brighter the deeper one enters the tunnels, by the smooth walls and the unknown machinery that was found in the Boynton Canyon in Sedona, Arizona, are witness to a technically advanced culture that existed millions of years before. Relevant literature is listed at the back. The myths of a hollow earth were enough for the Thule people to go out to start a serious study of the phenomenon. Therefore, there was at least one expedition to the Antarctic during World War II. Details follow. To show that the story of the Aryan Hyperboreans was not entirely invented, I would like to mention two examples. When the Spaniards under Pizarro came to South America in 1532, the natives called them Ayvacaroches, white lords. According to their legends, there was a master race of very tall white people who centuries before had descended in flying discs from heaven. They had long ruled in some of the towns and when they disappeared had promised to return. When the fair-skinned Spaniards arrived, the natives thought them to be the Ayvacaroches coming back and therefore in the beginning willingly gave them their gold. Similar occurrences took place when the first white travelers arrived in Tibet and other Himalayan regions. They were scrutinized in astonishment by the Tibetans and asked why they came from below, the foot of the mountains, rather than from above as they usually did. It is a pity that most Germans have never heard about these things, since the ideology of Nazi Germany was based on the El Shaddai theme and the resulting persecution of Jews. The revelation of Ayahs, the knowledge of the Templars and possibly on the tales just told. All their actions including the Second World War were based thereupon. There are two possibilities to deal with this. You think all the leaders of the Third Reich were mentally disturbed and drug addicts and you simply ignore all of this, or you try to find out whether perhaps something of all this is true after all. Inside. The main entrances are at the north and south poles through which the central sun is shining and producing the aurora borealis. In the interior the land mass was exceeding the water mass. The polar explorer Olaf Jansson and others said that the water in the interior was fresh, which could explain why the ice of the Arctic and Antarctic is made of fresh water, not salt water. It is interesting to note that this view of the makeup of the world is shared and supported by the polar explorers Cook, Peary, Amundsen, Nansen, and Kainand. Last but not least, Admiral Ubbard. All had the same strange experiences contradicting existing scientific theory. All confirmed that after 76 degreed latitude the winds became warmer, that birds flew north, that they found colored and gray snow which when thawed left colored pollen or volcanic ash. The question arises, where do flower pollen or volcanic ash near the North Pole come from, as not a single volcano is marked on any of the accessible maps. Further, some of the explorers found themselves in freshwater seas, and all say that at a time during their travels they had seen two suns. Mammoths were found whose flesh was still fresh and whose stomach contained fresh grass. If you are further interested in the Hollow Earth and the experience of the different explorers, some titles are listed under further reading at the back of this book. The Hollow Earth theory has so far remained just a theory to the public, although some authors and explorers claim to have visited the and even, like Admiral Ubbard, had taken numerous pictures. It cannot be denied that all the Arctic explorers had had extraordinary experiences that so far cannot be explained, which points to something strange happening there. But the theory that the Earth had a molten core has equally remained just a theory. The fact remains though that the subterranean man-made tunnel and cave systems do exist. They can be found in almost any country of the world and by the largely still existing light source, a greenish glow that gets brighter than when the fair-skinned Spaniards arrived. The natives thought them to be the ivy cockroaches coming back and therefore in the beginning willingly gave them their gold. Similar occurrences took place when the first white travelers arrived in Tibet and other Himalayan regions. They were scrutinized in astonishment by the Tibetans and asked why they came from below, the foot of the mountains, rather than from above as they usually did. It is a pity that most Germans have never heard about these things, since the ideology of Nazi Germany was based on the El Shaddai theme and the resulting persecution of Jews. The revelation of Ayahs, the knowledge of the Templars and possibly on the tales just told. All their actions including the Second World War were based thereupon. There are two possibilities to deal with this. You think all the leaders of the Third Reich were mentally disturbed and drug addicts and you simply ignore all of this, or you try to find out whether perhaps something of all this is true after all. 101, but to find literature about this subject you should not look in so-called Free Germany, for the Allies had cleaned up very thoroughly after the war. The activities of right-wing radicals in Germany would justify the prohibition of some of the literature that openly and often crudely calls for aggressive racism. But to truthfully render the political and religious events of the past and the present, this information should not be suppressed. Now enough of these mysteries. As I will show you, the leadership of Germany became very active because of these myths. In October 1918 Sebot Tendorf gave the Lodge brethren Karl Harrer and Anto Drexler the task of forming a workers' circle which later became the DAP, German Workers' Party. The Thule Gesellschaft had a newspaper, the Volkische Beobachter, which was soon taken over by the NSDAP, National Socialist German Workers' Party, into which the DAP soon developed. In the same month the young occultist and esotericist Adolf Hitler, actually Adolf Ziegelgruber, Hitler was his mother's maiden name, entered the Thule DAP and as a good speaker attracted attention. In his book The Spear of Destiny, Trevor Ravenscroft describes what Hitler's childhood friend Walter Johannes Stein, a later advisor of the Freemason Winston Churchill, also said. Hitler, who already at 20 was a close adherent of mysticism, tried to reach higher states of consciousness with the help of drugs. The Viennese bookseller Preter, who was a follower of the Germany mysticism and the resulting theory of an Aryan master race, helped Hitler to set the foundation of his future view of the world and also introduced him to the hallucinogenic peyote as a means to get mystic illumination. At this time Hitler also got acquainted with the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which only strengthened his objection of the Jews. As Hitler was a drug addict already as a young man, it is no wonder he used through his whole life strong narcotics. According to the diaries of his personal physician Dr. Theodor Moll, Hitler had different painkillers, tranquilizers, strychnine, cocaine, morphine derivatives and other drugs injected during all the 6 years of the Second World War. The Thule Gesellschaft engaged Hitler as a speaker at election rallies. Later the anti-Bolshevik and Thule brother Dietrich Eckart taught him how to write and speak properly. Eckart made Hitler what he later represented. He introduced him into the Munich and Berlin scenes, and Hitler adopted the Thule views almost completely. In 1924, when Hitler was imprisoned because of the failed Munich putsch, Haushofer spent several hours with him every day and passed his theories and plans on. Among the books he supplied to Hitler was Bulwer-Lytton's The Coming Race, which tale about a highly developed subterranean Aryan race is almost identical to the one mentioned above. In Bulwer-Lytton's book, saucer-shaped flying ships play also an important role. A further book came to be published, Ferdinand Dostoyevsky's Beasts, Men and Gods, which told the legends of Agartha and Shamba. Hitler was completely taken in by the search for the subterranean realm and the Thulearian race theory. Haushofer and Rudolf Hess took on the political education of Hitler. In Landsberg, Hitler used the theories of Haushofer, the thoughts of Rosenberg and political propaganda and mixed it all together. Rudolf Hess supplied the proper language and wrote it on the typewriter. In this way Hitler's book Mein Kampf, My Fight, was written. The role of mysticism and occultism in the Third Reich is shown by the influence of Karl Haushofer, who was called the greatest magician of the German Reich. He was said to have a prophetic gift, the accuracy of which helped him to quickly raise in the occult power circles of pre-war Germany. The Allies had cleaned up very thoroughly after the war. The activities of right-wing radicals in Germany would justify the prohibition of some of the literature that openly and often crudely calls for aggressive racism. But to truthfully render the political and religious events of the past and the present, this information should not be suppressed. Now enough of these mysteries. As I will show you, the leadership of Germany became very active because of these myths. In October 1918, Sebot Tendorf gave the Lodge brethren Karl Harrer and Anto Drexler the task of forming a workers' circle, which later became the DAP, German Workers' Party. The Thule Gesellschaft had a newspaper, the Volkische Beobachter, which was soon taken over by the NSDAP, National Socialist German Workers' Party, into which the DAP soon developed. In the same month, the young occultist and esotericist Adolf Hitler, actually Adolf Ziegelgruber, Hitler was his mother's maiden name, entered the Thule DAP and as a good speaker attracted attention. In his book The Spear of Destiny, Trevor Ravenscroft describes what Hitler's childhood friend Walter Johannes Stein, a later advisor of the Freemason Winston Churchill, also said. Hitler, who already at 20 was a close adherent of mysticism, tried to reach higher states of consciousness with the help of drugs. The Viennese bookseller Preter, who was a follower of the Germany mysticism and the resulting theory of an Aryan master race, helped Hitler to set the foundation of his future view of the world and also introduced him to the hallucinogenic peyote as a means to get mystic illumination. At this time Hitler also got acquainted with the protocols of the Elders of Zion, which only strengthened his objection of the Jews. As Hitler was a drug addict already as a young man, it is no wonder he used through his whole life strong narcotics. According to the diaries of his personal physician Dr. Theodor Moll, Hitler had different painkillers, tranquilizers, strychnine, cocaine, morphine derivatives and other drugs injected during all the 6 years of the Second World War. The Thule Gesellschaft engaged Hitler as a speaker at election rallies. Later the anti-Bolshevik and Thule brother Dietrich Eckart taught him how to write and speak properly. Eckart made Hitler what he later represented. He introduced him into the Munich and Berlin scenes and Hitler adopted the Thule views almost completely. In 1924, When Hitler was imprisoned because of the failed Munich putsch, Bonhoeffer spent several hours with him every day and passed his theories and plans on. Among the books he supplied, the role of mysticism and occultism in the Third Reich is shown by the influence of Karl Bonhoeffer, who was called the greatest magician of the German Reich. He was said to have a prophetic gift, the accuracy of which helped him to quickly raise in the occult power circles of pre-war Germany. 102 Fisherman wrote in his The Seven of Spandau that Rudolf Hess was also completely taken in by Bonhoeffer's thoughts and theories. The strange flight by Hess to England shows this. It was caused by a dream Bonhoeffer had, where he saw Rudolf Hess walking through the corridors of English castles and brought peace between the two greatest Nordic nations. Since Hess was convinced of the accuracy of Bonhoeffer's prophecies, he followed that dream without questions. How much of the magic equipment of the Thule Gesellschaft was used is shown in the following text. Hitler took the Thule Salute Heil Unsig, Salvation and Victory, and made it into Sig Heil. This salute, together with the raising of the arm, is a magic ritual which is used to form vaults. Franz Baden wrote more about magic vaults and their use. Franz Baden, aka Frobato, 1909-1958. Was the German magician I knew most about. He had been offered high posts in government by Hitler if he would help him win the war by his magic faculties. Baden should also give Hitler the addresses of the other 98-99 lodges. Hitler was a member of the Dresden Lodge, that exist all over the world. When Baden denied his help, he was subjected to terrible torture. Franz Baden, Frobato. Magic rites were not only used in Germany, though. The victory sign of the English, the V-shaped fingers, was until 1940 only known to the highest of the high in high degree masonry. When the high degree Freemason Winston Churchill feared that England might fall victim to Hitler's successful hand magic, the German salute, his mentor in magic, the Satanist Aleister Crowley, advised him to counter it with the two spread fingers. The SS, also called the Black Order, was everything but a police troop. It was a proper religious order of a hierarchical makeup. The brutal Nazi party is a holy order? In hindsight, this seems ridiculous, until one notices that it wouldn't be the first time in history that a holy order was responsible for the most monstrous atrocities. The Jesuits, but also the Dominicans who ruled the Catholic Inquisition in the Middle Ages, are prime examples. The Black Order was the practical realization of the esoteric and occult belief system of the Thule Gesellschaft, and the later S.S. Schwarz's son, Black Sun, not only worked closely together with the Tibetan colony in Berlin but also with the Tibetan Order of Black Magic. Hitler was in constant contact with the Guardian of the Key. He is said to have known the entrance to Agartha, Ariana. On April 25, 1945, when the Russians found in a Berlin cellar the bodies of six Tibetans lying in a circle, the one lying in the center wore green gloves, it seemed they had committed group suicide. On May 2, 1945, after the Russians had entered Berlin, more than 1,000 bodies were found who definitely came from the Himalayan region and had fought along with the Germans. What in the world had Tibetans to do here, thousands of kilometers from their country and in German uniforms? Countless numbers of young men had been trained by the Black Sun during the Third Reich, initiated in the Wolfsburg and sent to Tibet to survive there and to prepare for the great final battle at the end of this century. According to Franz Baden, Adolf Hitler was also a member of a FOGC Lodge Freemasonic Orden der Goldenen Century, Dresden, Germany equals Masonic Order of the Golden Century, which is actually known as the 99 Lodges. There are 99 of these 99 lodges in many places of the world, all with 99 members. Each lodge is presided by a demon, and each member has his personal demon. The deal is that the demon helps his person gain money and power, but his soul is after death committed to serve the demon. In addition, one member is sacrificed every year to the lodge demon. It will be replaced by a new member. The members of the 99 lodges are also industrialists and bankers of the highest caliber, and today are more important than ever. The FOGC or 99 Lodges are, in my opinion, the most dangerous, compared to which the Church of Satan of Anton LaVey that the media write about is harmless. Completely taken in by Haushofer's thoughts and theories. The strange flight by Hess to England shows this. It was caused by a dream Haushofer had where he say Rudolf Hess walking through the corridors of English castles and brought peace between the two greatest Nordic nations. Since Hess was convinced of the accuracy of Haushofer's prophecies, he followed that dream without questions.